This is Inner Ear Freakout, Christmas edition. Thanks for tuning in. We just heard A440 with Santa Claus Is Coming, Yeah. Before that, Plan 9 with Merry Christmas. Saturday's Children with Deck 5. The Trifles with Gloria in Excelsis Deo. The Orangutones with Santa's Coming. Bay Ireland with All I Want for Christmas Is a Go-Go Girl. Patsy Ray and the Beatniks with Beatniks Wish. The Headcoatees with Santa Claus. The Kaisers with a cool instrumental, Tipsy. The Turtles with Santa and the Sidewalk Surfer. And we started that set with Yard Trauma and Christmas Time, Baby. It is Christmas time, and it is time for me to sign off and hand the reins over to Spoony and Bad Teeth, so don't go anywhere. Thank you, as always, for tuning in on Super Tuesday and hanging out with me, Daisy Lacey, for an Inner Ear Freakout. I'll see you next week. I hope everybody has a great holiday. This is Takeshi Terauchi and the Bunnies and Jingle Bells.
Everybody, Merry Christmas! Yeah!
Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coca-Cola.
Life is much more fun when you're refreshed. And Coke refreshes you best.
It's the refreshing best.
Food goes better with fun. Goes better with you. Go better with
Coca-Cola.
The real life one puts extra fun in you and everything you do. So things go better with Coke.
Just keep on coming.
Yeah, clap those hands. This is Bad Teeth. I'm Spoonie. Let's get the show going.
Crazy when you're holding my hand. Come on, baby, be my loving man. your pick. Come on and piggy, wiggy, 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 wiggle. Hey, I said I'll piggy, wiggy, wiggle when you walk. Hey, I said I'll piggy, wiggy, wiggle and do the slop. Once you start, baby, you can't stop. Dance, so come on.
All my friends have cast me away.
Good evening, listener. Oh, rocker of an opening. A rocker of an opening. Welcome to Bad Teeth, coming to you live from the abandoned Coast Guard station overlooking the Gowanus Canal. I'm your host, Spoonie. Every Tuesday from 8 to 9 on Rock and Soul Radio, we're going to listen to rockers, we're going to listen to soul, we're going to listen to some surf tonight. I originally conceived this thing as like an hour of surf rock. Whereas Faye calls it music to vacuum your apartment to. I won't take it personal. She's not wrong. But welcome to Bad Teeth. Thank you, Daisy Lacey and Inner Ear Freakout, for ripping the lid off of Super Tuesday. She can't wait to get at that rock. All right, let's talk about what we heard. We ended that set with the second helping. Hard Times. Off the Ain't It Hard Garage and Psych from Viva compilation. That was a great comp. That was a great song. It features a 19-year-old Pasadena City College student that you may know as Ken Loggins. Yeah, that Ken Loggins. I think the second helping is maybe the squarest but most relatable garage name that I've ever heard. All right, I picked that up at the Tower of Power in Windsor Terrace. True Love Always. Great spot, guys. Don't sleep on it. Or do. Leave them records for me. Before that Jangler, we heard The Intimates. I've Got a Tiger in My Tank, 1964. Written by Lou Reed in his early days as a songwriting Hessian. What if the first 45 minutes that Velvet doc is just about I've Got a Tiger in My Tank? Like interviews with John Cal, where he's like, in the early days, I had my drone and Lou had his primal animal sounds, and it was quite a pairing. There was a lot of energy that drew the factory together. If I ever get my hands on a time machine, of course, I'm grabbing Nate Decay and we're heading back in time to see the Velvets, but we're also going to be shouting, play I've Got a Tiger in My Tank. We're going to ruin all those bootlegs for you. The Iridescence. Before that, Swamp Surfer, Hawk Records. 1963. One of the all great record label icons, that tidy little bird. It's very fussy. I enjoy it. Before that, the Dynamics, later on Feral Records. Some real Louisville sleaze. Prior to that, Johnny Davis, Boogity Boogity on Bandit. But you wouldn't know it from that label. I would say it's the exact opposite of the Hawk Records label in tidiness. So 1971. Have you ever heard so much passion in the word boogity? I haven't, and that's why I love it. Then Ludaway. I think it's Ludaway or Ludaway. The Pig on Duel, 1964. Piggy Wiggy Wiggle, guys, here on Bad Teeth. Al Henderson, She Says Crazy on King, 1963. And we sabered the champagne in tonight's set with the Entertainers. The Fuddy Duddy Walk on Catch Records, 1963. That has a Jack Nietzsche arrangement. I seem to be focusing on songs with powerful minds behind them, arranging and composing behind the scenes. That happened incidentally. What can I say? Music is circles within circles. All right, let's move it on. News in the rock world, guys. You heard it here first, or 5 days later. Habibi has signed to Kill Rock Stars. Holy cats. Rahil, Lenny, and the rest of the Habibi Chingalings, they appear on Kill Rock Stars' 30th anniversary of Kill Rock Stars covering Kill Rock Star bands. And so let's hear that. Let's hear their newest on Bad Teeth every Tuesday from 8 to 9.
Thank you. bills I pay. He's not well. The restaurant there, the tables they clean, and the manners they fair. Come on along with me, yeah. Come on along with me, yeah. Come on along with me, yeah. Yeah, if you want to be free, yeah. He's a milkman there. No bills I pay. He's not well. Come on and love me, yeah. Come on and love me, yeah. Come on and love me, yeah. Yeah, if you wanna.
She always told me you can't make it by yourself. mama can be buzzing around your hive. Yeah, mama can be, baby, buzzing around your hive. Yeah, I can be honey, baby, if you fly shy. I'm young and able.
Legend, Stevie Wonder, blessing this planet every moment he's on it. That was Stevie Wonder, I Met Your Match, Tamla, 1968. Ended on a classic. Oh, every time you listen to him, he reminds you of why he's the greatest. And he hadn't even gotten started yet in the late 60s. He hadn't even started firing with all engines yet. The best. Before that, we heard Chicago Born, Things, A New Breed. It was a mysterious 45 I know nothing about. If there's any Chicago Born fans in the comments, please leave a comment. Educate this baffled young man. The Regals, Tiger Tears, on United Artists, 1961. That's a Todd-a-phonic special. Our hero, Todd-a-phonic Todd. Every Saturdays from 3 to 6 on WFMU's 90-ish FM terrestrial station. I don't know much about what they do over there. The Rock and Soul radio stream. It's a collection of CD individuals with CD initiatives and ideas, and we go about our CD business. We leave the surface dwellers to their own trade. Soul Trippers, covering Slim Harpo's King B on Providence, with guitars as hot and gross as Tampa, which is where they hail from. Before that, Carol Jones, Problem Child on Mutt, 1968. It's the A-side to Don't Destroy Me. It's a perfect 45. I picked that up at the WFMU record fair for $20 15 years ago. I don't think that would be the same story right now. We heard Carol Jones coming off of the French Church, Slapneck, 1943, Princeton Records. In 1968's the year, 1943 is the song. Let's keep that clear. A group that probably ran through tubes like popcorn. Female Species, You Need Me, Tales of My Lost Love. It's a collection on Numero. It's a great one. And we kick things off with Habibi. Nice, their cover of Kleenex's song. It's on Kill Rock Stars off the 30th anniversary cover series. Yeah, pre-order now on Bandcamp. I'll put a link in the show list, on the Accu playlist. Rahil elevating Kleenex with their Farsi rendition. There's apparently more things coming out from them this week, and so maybe I was hasty in playing this one. Yeah, check it out. Can't go wrong with a BB. What's next? What do we got next in the show? I want to talk about the October Hellraiser. We're coming up on the High Holy Holidays of WFMU next month. Stay tuned to Bad Teeth. I got some special shows lined up for you. We're going to be having fun. We're going to be squandering credibility. Yeah, it's gonna we're gonna have a great time. All right, up next. I feel like every week I wind up memorializing someone, and it's kind of driving me crazy, and that's not what I want the show to be. I don't want it to be like a This Week in Rock Music, here's who we lost, but that's kind of what this summer is turning out to be. I don't know, it's kind of a side effect of loving music from the 60s and 70s, and I think a lot of those people are reaching an age where we're going to be saying farewell a lot. I don't like to think about that. But apparently, I don't like to think about this happening in comedy as well. We lost Norm MacDonald last week, and that one hurt. Oh, and don't think I haven't noticed that this kind of thing is happening on Tuesdays also, right when it's too late for me to do anything about it in my show. A more paranoid mind would have thoughts about that, but not this one. Spoonie's got a tight iron lid on his dome. But for Norm MacDonald, no one's ever made me laugh as hard as him in my life, like gut-busting laughs over and over again. And although you cannot draw a line between him and music, in the late 90s, I was in a terrible hardcore band. Every Wednesday nights was practice, and every Wednesday we'd put a pin in it at 9 o'clock and watch the Norm MacDonald show. So I give you the world's one and only hardcore tribute to Norm MacDonald. It is because of my younger self's love of hardcore and Norm MacDonald, not Norm MacDonald's love of skeevy skin flicks. Let's be clear about that. All right, let's punch the floors, guys, with some Underdog. We'll be right back. true, Norm MacDonald. Half-Life. No one expected it, but there it is. That was Half-Life, Rotted Mind, off the Never Give In LP, 1989. Pittsburgh's Hardest. That goes out to Neat Decay, the Rock and Soul Radio Stream's Hardest of Pittsburgh. Before that, Urban Decay, Mass Grave, off their Slugger of a 45, 1982. We kicked it off with Underdog, A Lot to Learn. Caroline, 1989. And now we hand things off. I can't think of a better transition for what's happening with Mike Sinn and Matt Clark, the greatest psych, garage, soul, and stomp you've ever heard. Good night!
FMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. A very merry ho-ho-ho to you, everyone out there listening in Radioland. Mike Sin, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Folks, so happy to be here. Matt Clark, so good to see you.
Mike Sin, a majority of people agree that that Bee Gees song is fantastic.
It is fantastic. That is, the Bee Gees actually could have written a whole Christmas album.
They could have. I think they practically did, but it's all on bonus tracks. Yeah. That is a bonus track from the Horizontal LP that came out sometime in the early 2010s, and just a great track. All My Christmases Came at Once, later covered by The Majority, or around the same time. A fantastic version of The Majority do, but why not give the Bee Gees a spin?
Exactly.
Our good friend Robin Gibb, I think, is responsible for that song, as you can clearly tell. And hope everyone's having a good holiday season. And I think Mike Sin is going to keep the merriment going while I go over there and get him a hot buttered rum. Mike Sin, what do you got?
All right. I like this already. Folks, here's a weird one for you. Here is Jerry and the Landslides.